My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Hello. Welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast Show with me, Martin Hewlett. Today, it's one of the weekend shows. I've got a few announcements, a few, what do we call them? Inspirational stories. It's only about 10 minutes long. Nice to fit in before you go out for the rest of the weekend, or if you're just sitting down with a cup of tea or coffee. Let's start with, where are we with the body image and weight loss course? That, if you're struggling with how you look when you look at yourself in the mirror, this is the one for you, and it will be ready in July. I don't want to rush that one at all. The other bits are, next weekend, the show will have an interview on it, and I'm not sure who we're going to have on yet. I've got a few people who I've already recorded, but I'll throw them... Should I roll the dice? I'll roll a dice on that one. Today, apart from being out there writing and making the bits ready for the course, I had a lovely mindful moment. It's been raining bucket loads here in the southwest of England over the last few days. But this afternoon, it dried up and I took Milo the Labrador out. It was just beautiful. One of those moments that we all need to have every day just to ground ourselves. Sort of a stand-up meditation moment. I might, in fact, what I'm going to do on the Calming Anxiety page on the website, which you can get to at either martinhewlett.co.uk and then look for Calming Anxiety, or go there direct, www.calminganxiety.net. I've been starting writing mini blogs for helping people who just need that little read for a pick-me-up, but I'll put a photo there later on for the walk today. One of those touching moments. Now, a few months ago, I did a podcast all about one of the most inspirational people I've ever met, which wouldn't have thought that this would ever happen. She was someone that had been a heroin addict and an alcoholic that I'd come across in my other job. And then I hadn't seen her for years. And yes, they drop off the radar and you sadly think no good will have ever come of that. And I bumped into her then years later as a totally different person. And I was just shocked. And she recognised me. And I said, how did you do it? Because battling heroin addiction and alcoholism, they just have to be the worst. And she just turned round and said she woke up one day and said, enough. And that, whenever I'm struggling, is what I remember. If someone who's at the very lowest part of their life can just stop and change and take control. And I don't want you, I know you struggle, which is why you listen to these. And maybe you've formulated an opinion about who I am and what my life's like, because I do this and I have this persona of calm and being in control. But it wasn't always like that. 5 years, 6 years ago, I was on the other side of the mental health story. From childhood PTSD. PTSD. That obviously affected me. I was in psychiatric care at 14, and I was, let's put this politely, a difficult child and a difficult adult, as my ex-wife will attest for, but we're still good friends. And now I had this therapy which changed me, which is why I do this for you. And I don't do it because I want to feel good about myself. It's just that I was so lucky, and it was such a moment of luck in the universe that I met the right person at the right time via someone else who looked after me. And although I'd met counsellors and therapists and psychiatric counsellors and psychiatrists over the years, this woman, Kathy, just nailed it with this therapy that was called Rewind. And that's what I do now for you and anyone else who comes to me. My blend of clinical hypnotherapy and meditation is everything into this one way of unlocking the way you may react and feel and setting you free. Now, I never say I'm going to cure anyone, and for a way of you understanding how it set me free, I still have my dissociative identity disorder. I still know the vulnerable four-year-old is there within my personality, and the narcissistic twat is also there, but he's behind a comfortable door that I can acknowledge, and he doesn't affect my life the way he used to. But I still have blips, but I own those blips now. I apologize. And I am lucky that I now have a partner that understands them and helps me through them. And I make no apology for that, apart from when I'm a bit of an idiot, which we're all allowed to be. But what I try to get across to patients when I'm working with mental health clients is, don't hide who you are. Right? We're living in a much better age of understanding and acceptance of, how do I put it, awkward mental health personality traits. You're unique and you don't need to make excuses, but also don't use it as an excuse. Everyone's been through something, some of us, and maybe you, far worse than anything anyone else could imagine. But with the right care, guidance, and technique, you can set yourself free. And I've witnessed this when I've had clients come to me at my clinic with genuine trauma, real heartbreaking abuse that they've suppressed and hidden, that they're almost not aware of completely. And when you bring them back round after a very careful session to see this new person being reborn, the real you, the smile, the understanding, the acceptance, and the forgiveness as well is mind-blowing. For want of any other word, it's miraculous. So don't struggle alone, and don't feel you have to be this way for the rest of your life. You don't. You can, and it's damn hard work. I'm not saying it's a magic pill that I can just wave my magic wand and bingo, everything's fine. But it will be so much easier, so much better. Your happiness levels, your confidence and positivity will just explode. And that's worth working for. and it's worth being part of this journey with me. And that's it for today. Just keep going. Look today and tomorrow. Look for something that makes you smile, no matter how insignificant. Bird song. As I've always said before, I like clouds. Find something and just take a minute out to change the way you see yourself and the world around you. And I'll be back on Monday with our usual spots. Next week's are all a request from one of you, and I hope you all enjoy them. So take care. Be kind to yourself more than anything else in the world, and then be kind to others. I'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.